There is something so powerful. It's like taking care of your children because they're my children. They're our children. There's just nothing quite like it, is there, about owning your own business. My fifth one is equality. You know, long before the world started talking about equality between men and women and black and white and rich and poor, and that's an old conflict that goes on. This business began with the idea of equality. There was never a restriction in this business on how far you went in school. What grades did you get? Could you bring some recommendations with you with your application? Could you prove that your parents had done well? Could you demonstrate you have enough money? Do you have a good financial record? Questions never asked in this business. It was always just, come on in if you want to try and make a beginning, we're here. We don't care about the rest of that stuff. We fought to keep it that way. Over the years, we had various psychological organizations say, we'd like to test the diamonds so that we can find out what the characteristics are of those people who make it. And then we don't have to bother with all the rest of them. We'll just look for those characteristics. We never had the survey. We said, we're not interested in it. We are trying to find a way to make everybody welcome, not trying to find ways to exclude people for more efficiency. Oftentimes I look at Peter down here, and you know, and he's got his doctor degree, and there are a lot of you have doctor's degrees in this room, and I commend you for that and salute you for that. I don't minimize that in one form. But what a wonderful thing that having it or not having it doesn't stand between you and this wonderful opportunity. And I don't care if you're the dumbest one in town. You know, I barely got through high school. I got a C average, maybe. I took Latin once and passed on the condition I would never take it again. I'm glad I didn't have to have a certain scholastic rating to get in. And I trust a few of you are about the same way. Because you can take what you got and run with it. You know, it was the men and women. We never had functions where we ever invited only the spouses, only one member of the family. There is no Amway Award event ever awarded that didn't invite both spouses, the husband and the wife, to attend. We drew the line at bringing dear friends. But we invited husbands and wives to everything. Equality. But I want to point another thing on equality. Equality means keeping the business within reach of that poor person. By not putting too many roadblocks or getting the price of the entry fee too high or the kit price too high. Because when you get the kit price too high, then you practice inequality by making it impossible for some of the people in the lower economic scale to make a beginning. That is equality also. I could tell you a few stories about that. Many, many years ago, more years than you remember, probably 30 plus, we had a little meeting over in the hotel, long before we had anything to do with the hotel, and the discussion between all the, maybe it was the directs, or maybe it was just anybody who showed up, I forget. Must have been 200 people there. The discussion was, should we charge $5 to buy a kit to get into Amway? And it was a heated discussion. Some says, yes, but that will keep some people out. Prior to that, you could just get an application. We'd give it to you, sign it, send it in. A lot of people signed it, sent it in, never knew what company they were with. Then we charged $1 for the application, so at least they had some investment. Most of them couldn't remember it either. We thought if they got up to $5, they'd have made a commitment. Well, that's a long time ago, and the value of the dollar was different, but equality comes in many levels. And it isn't just racial, it isn't just gender, it isn't religious. It's all facets of making sure the opportunity continues to be available to all people everywhere. regardless of language, regardless of philosophy, regardless of what government they may have to live with. People have said to us, well, you shouldn't go into that country. They're a communist country. I said, we're not going in because it's a communist country. We're going in there because there's people who need a chance. And we'll take care of the rest of it after a while. That'll all take itself. Don't worry. Then I have the plan for my sixth one. And just a couple little things about the plan, because you know the plan better than I do. And you can go and give all the features and all the bonuses. But when you get down to the plan, and I remember Jay saying, we got to put some benefits in the plan so good that people are willing to go out nights, come home late, get up early and go to work, put up with all this grief and all the people laughing at them and still stay in it. We got to have enough rewards to make somebody put up with that grief and disappointment and trouble so they'll get in and stay in the business. Well, we've enriched the plan many times since then. But one of those features was the continuity of the business. And it traces back to owning your own business. It traces back to that little bit of fear. What's the company going to do next? Many of you have been from one job to another. You feel at the mercy of the company. This company is built totally around building and helping you strengthen your business. That's the commitment of this company. And the continuity of the business when you get into deceased people and money through the 3% plan and other money moving into the other generation. At some point in time, somebody will say, well, why should they get paid? They don't do anything. Our own sponsors who've been dead for 10 or more years now, maybe 15, still continue to through their estate and how they plan their estate. Several hundred thousand dollars a year still go to that family. So what? That isn't my money to reapportion. That was promised that the plan would go on to your children and your children's children. It didn't say they had to like Amway. It didn't say they had to sell Amway. It just said this is the conditions under which that money will continue to flow. I'd like to have you look at your business as an asset, not as a distributorship. It's a possession you have. It has a return on its investment, just like you'd have any other investment. And that asset will continue to pay you or your family or any place you want to go with it. That was the inducement to get people to join. And it's worked pretty good. And it's a promise we intend to keep. And we need your continual work to make sure that that goes on. Well, when we went international, we all went together too, didn't we? And those are just a few little things of the plan. We can talk about all the other fine points of tuning we do, but the plan, revolutionizing the world. Dick talked to you about my seventh point, but since he talked about it, I can almost skip it. He talked about partnership. He talked about the two hands coming together. A relationship between the company and its employees and the distributors and their independent businesses. To treat each other with equal respect and that we devise our programs so that we do things together. Don't forget the Amway Distributor Association was formed before the company was ever formed. So we committed to the promise of being partners and working together from the very beginning in this business. But I had to learn some things. And I'll kind of end with that. I used to kind of think, I'm the boss. I'm the king. I'm the president here. I run this thing. And maybe that's the way some of you feel about your distributorship. And then Amway had some bad years, and didn't do very well, and had some problems. And out of dialogue with many of you through Cabinet 21 and many of the others you around the world, we discussed how this business could go forward and how to get over the sins and the errors of the past. And I came to a new goal. And the goal was, first of all, that I wasn't going to be the king. And that I should abandon even thinking of being the king. That my goal became, how do I make you the kings and the queens of your own businesses? So the goal is, how do we take somebody who's just struggling along in life from some country where we don't understand the language and just want to be somebody? How do we make them the king and queen? How do we make them feel worthy? How do we make them feel like the parents they would love to be if they'd only had a little know-how and a little encouragement? How do we get them to stand on a platform and say, let me tell you, my goal is to help you become more important in life? We have a crusade moving around the world. It's called the Crusade for Free Enterprise, and it's developed on people owning and operating their own businesses. That's our mission. That's our cause. And our cause is to help you become that kind of person. And so today we have many of you who are kings and queens and heads of large sections of this business. And I salute you for that. And it'll be our goal to continue to help you. But our bigger goal is to help you help others become kings and queens so that they have a time in the sun, so that they have their moments of glory as well. And then the parade keeps going because we make room for others to have their moments of kingdom and growth and a sense of worthwhileness. So that's what we're working at today. Tom and all the people are dedicated to it. And I trust you'll join us in this crusade as we move around the world. It's unbelievable to me that all of you from so many places would come here for a few hours to get a hold of it, to touch it, to feel it, to say, is it real? Can it be for me? Will anybody accept me when I get home? Will they believe it? Yet every one of these countries, where, whether it was Max or Mueller-Murcutts or who went to all these strange countries, you know, they penetrated and went in there and they found people who did believe. And because they did that, some new people have a chance to rise. And as long as we keep our focus on the goal, we'll be along around a long time. And I give you these simple things as our commitment to you. And when you're out there alone some night and being laughed at and ridiculed and poked fun of and wonder why you're doing this crazy thing, be reminded of the principles on which we built the business. Stick with it and make the commitment to take charge of your business, take charge of your life, and then help somebody else take charge of theirs. We thank you. We're proud of you. We salute you and we love you. Cheers.